Everyone wants to raise more money. So in this episode, I'll be showing you guys the number one common pattern I've seen across all the apps that have been able to raise money. A few months ago, our team helped Y Combinator clip up their content. And if you guys aren't familiar with who YC is, they are basically an investment fund. They invest into startups and turn them into massive, massive companies. And they've invested in some amazing companies in the past that have went on to become billion-dollar companies. So one common theme I've seen across all the companies that have gotten into YC is this. They've been able to successfully create content that worked well. And I don't say that every single person should do this, but if you're able to create good content, chances are you are going to be able to raise more money. And it's super simple, but no one really understands it and they don't know why. And it's because of this thing. So the more content you create and the better it resonates with people, the more you're basically validating your idea and showing a proof of concept to investors. Let's take an example of an app that has amazing product functions that has zero marketing and doesn't have any content on the internet. Sure, they can be the coolest app in the world, but how does an investor know that you're actually going to be able to get traction? You see, investors are betting on the fact that your app's going to gain more than it will drop. So like in the future, if they invest in it, they hope that it's going to take off really successfully and they're going to get their money back 10x, 100x, 1000x, right? So that's what they're hoping for. And the only way they can really validate before investing is just seeing how much proof of concept you have. And one of the best ways to show that proof of concept is by creating content on the internet. So the number one way, guys, super simple, is to just create content and be able to validate your product pretty quickly. Now, I've seen this across many of the apps that have came to us. We've actually helped significantly with a lot of the apps with raising money because we've been able to create such good content for them. And literally, it's so simple. The formula is create content around what your app does, what your company does, showcase that to the world, and try to figure out a way in which you're doing it in a very creative or unique angle. And if you can do this, you'll have thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people checking out your page and potentially even downloading your app. And this is going to signify to investors that, okay, this is somebody that I should take seriously because they have this much validation already. And the funny part is that many of the apps that we've seen that have been able to raise money don't necessarily have to talk about their entire product feature or like everything that they do in their app in their content. Some of them just talk about simple features, or some of them talk about other things not even related to their app. For example, like a sports app that came to us and they had content around sports, which wasn't fully tied into their app. But it still shows investors that these guys know how to build a community. And these guys clearly know how to actually drive people to their TikTok page, for example. And if you're able to do this time and time again, you're going to be able to raise more money. So here's what I'll leave you guys with. Pretty short episode today. Focus on creating content. If you're trying to raise money, if you need more money, if you need more capital, one of the biggest ways and fastest ways you can do this is by creating really good content. And if you don't know how to create content, check out some of our other episodes where we break it down. So that's all I got for you guys in this episode. If you can leave a 5-star review, it would mean so much for us, and we'll see you in the next one.